Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, here we are, the second weekend in March, man. It's cranking out there, and it's a good time. We had our Fat Tuesday this past week, so Mardi Gras is right around the corner, right, Bob? Joppy is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, man?
Yeah, it's begun.
Right.
So this is all about the Mardi Gras. Thanks, Jop and Mr. Fonger. Let's see if we can find some nice Cajun music for the Mardi Gras. I don't know. I've never been to Mardi Gras. Jop, have you?
No, I've not been to Mardi Gras. I've been to New Orleans, but not Mardi Gras.
Yeah. I think I need to stay away from Mardi Gras.
The debauchery is more than I can take, I'm sure.
Well, so, here, cheers. Here's to you.
Yeah.
Thanks for making me a hurricane.
Yeah, give me a hurricane so I don't feel no
champions.
Pain, right? Yeah.
So apparently this is what they have in Mardi Gras, hurricane.
You know what? I don't invent it. I just research it, right?
Okay.
And I put in there top 10 Mardi Gras cocktails, and
really?
Hurricane was bing, number one.
Really?
Right. So
I hear Jimmy Buffett and some of those guys singing about hurricanes.
Yeah.
And
I don't know. He's a little south of there. Jimmy
guys.
Is usually, but
no. But you know, there's country songs that mention a hurricane. So
right. Yep, you got the recipe over there. What are we having?
Well, it looks like dark rum, light rum, passion fruit syrup, and lime juice. Pretty simple.
Right, and
it's
I tell
fantastic.
You what, you're gonna run around town trying to find passion fruit syrup, because I did it, and I couldn't find any. So I ended up with this probiotics by Tropicana. It's passion fruit and peach, isn't it?
Peach passion, it's wonderful.
Right, yeah. And
it's healthy. It's,
yeah, well,
builds
there you
up
are.
While you tear yourself down.
Yeah, Michelle told me to make sure to tell you that it's going to help your gut, right, during the probiotics.
Good.
So I'm like, yeah, all right, that'll be important to Bob. I know.
Well, it is, and I take those pills. But you know what I found is kimchi does the same thing.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Only makes your eyes water while you're doing it.
Oh, I love kimchi.
Yeah. I don't know,
anyway, that has nothing to do with Mardi Gras. And we're not going to have poop stories today.
Okay, good,
right?
Man.
Right?
Thanks.
Okay. Although, boy, I got a good one. No, I have been very fired up because, well, for one thing, my son Jordan moved home. He's trying to become a Navy SEAL. So he's at home in this process that it takes to go through all this. And he's worked.
So does he go in as an enlisted officer? I don't know what that
terminology
is.
No, they.
Because he's got a college degree,
right?
Right,
but the SEALs don't take anybody in as an officer.
Okay.
You have to be enlisted and be promoted up. They don't like, yeah. So
they don't want book guys.
No.
Right. You got to earn it.
You have to earn
it.
Show
us you're worthy. Sure.
So anyway, he's been home, and he's a workout. Him and Alex are both workout fanatics. So it's re-motivated me. So Jordan and I go to Snap every night.
Okay.
He's actually got his name on the wall for a few records now. Mine's not.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know, you got to have age classes, babe.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, even in my age class, I am no record breaker. I'm happy to leave.
You can sing like you're on a record.
Well,
I've heard you do that.
It's nice to work up a sweat. And I would encourage anybody who's feeling like they know they need to get back into shape to just give it a try. And Snap in Lowell, Belding, and Greenville is owned by the same guy, Ryan Lothian. And he runs those gyms very, very well. They're immaculately clean. Some people go to Planet Hollywood and all these other places that
Planet
are cheaper.
Hollywood.
Planet Fitness. Yeah. And they're like 10 bucks a month or whatever.
Right.
But, you know, there's one person in there and 1,000 people running through there. It's
right.
Full of germs.
Right.
Snap, immaculate.
Yep.
And so I'm getting more and more into my routines as the weeks go on, and I feel better. I just feel better.
Yeah.
I don't care how I look as much, although everybody wants to look good.
Right.
When you
newsflash, the gym ain't going to help me do that much.
Well, when you walk out and you just endorphins and all that stuff that it does, when you walk out and all that's hitting you, it's like, man, it wasn't a waste of time.
Right.
I'm looking forward to going back, and I'm getting that feeling again where I was in the groove years ago, and I fell off when I built that house, and I was too tired to go.
Well, there's a lot of physical work there, though, too.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, you get out of the routine. So the routine is everything. Mm-hmm. You just got to go every day. Find a time. Snap Fitness, it's cheap. It's really cheap.
Later today, Bob, I'm going to have a little bit of fun. Our buddy Chaz from Schmoe's Brewery. Chaz has a heart the size of his waistline. He's a big-hearted guy. And we're going to go out, and we're going to take some guys ice fishing. And they're Boy Scouts and some parents. And I'm going to go out and do a little barbecue on ice.
Are you doing hot dogs?
I am.
That's what you did that one year.
That's right, and I'm doing it again.
This who year. Doesn't love a hot dog on the grill?
Right.
When it's cold out.
Fresh off the grill, yeah. Right. So I'm going to trek my grill out there, and we're going to—
Which grill are you bringing?
I'm going to bring the Tech.
That's what I would bring.
Yeah, and a propane tank. That's an infrared grill. Heats up real nice, but— I'm going to bring that out there on a table, and then some dogs, buns,
and a
condiments.
Sled. You're going to put it on a sled.
Yep, that's exactly right. And
do you have an igloo pop-up, too?
Chaz has this pop-up that we're inside of. It's a pretty good size one. It's kind of like those ones like AT&T used to have.
Like a double wide?
It's a giant. you could put a party in there. Well, I put a 4x8 table in it, and there's still plenty of room for people to come in and get a hot dog.
Oh, that'd be good for Black Lake.
Right, yeah.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's Mardi Gras weekend, and we are going to tell you all about all the things you need to know to make some great Mardi Gras food in your northern climate, because most of you are not going.
Right.
I just know that.
Right. Yeah, we're not.
And I wouldn't even advise you to.
Yeah, if you're listening to us right now, you're not there.
New Orleans is dangerous enough when it's not Mardi Gras.
Right.
I can only imagine the debauchery, as you say.
Yeah, right.
That's going on.
You show up there, you forget who you were, and you
all
know
your
what
morals
there.
Checked out. It's worse than Vegas.
Right. Yeah. What happens there stays there. That whole gig I hear and stuff. But anyway, I've not been part of it. So we have a guy on our board of directors that is, you've heard us call many, many times, a guy named T. Gidd. Well, he's got a brother, too. And these guys are from Lafayette, Louisiana, right?
Mardi Gras country.
Mardi Gras country. And so we wouldn't do a Mardi Gras show without calling these guys. And as it turns out, we get a double bonus, because one of them is just not enough when you're talking about Mardi Gras. So we're going to call T. Gidd and his brother Greg in the next few segments.
Yeah.
And we're going to get two guys that are brothers, but a different perspective
so
on what.
Here's how this works out.
Okay.
And don't tell them. So I'm thinking we got to have T. Gidd on the show.
Right.
So I text him.
Right.
Well, I texted his brother instead. And I'm looking at it, and Greg's talking back to me. He's going, yeah, here's what you should do. Here's what you should do. And I said, great. And then I texted T. Gidd, and I said, hey, we want you too. Because I talked to them both quite a bit.
Well, sure.
They make the Cajun Grill. They're old friends, and I'm trying to help them launch their new Pro Series and hook them up with some distribution and this and that, and just – basically, giving them moral support, if nothing else. I encourage them because I love their product. And I'm hoping to have one of those Cajun Pros on my deck someday. It's an all-stainless version of the Cajun I have.
Right. But which means I'll get the black iron Cajun when Bob gets his new one. I get hand-me-downs.
You do?
Right.
Before. Who
said? It's happened before.
What are you calling dibs?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm doing, baby.
Anyway,
yeah.
Pardon me. I'm still getting rid of my cold.
So I'll start leaning on T. Gidd to send you one of those, right?
Great. Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Well, so we're going to have Greg Guidry. Greg runs the factory that makes the Cajuns.
Right.
Okay. T. Gidd runs the store that sells them and fireplaces and all kinds of other stuff. So it's the Guidry special, the Mardi Gras show on the Grilling Guys.
All right. Should be a lot of fun. We got shrimp etouffee and a little andouille jambalaya. Stick with us. We'll be back.